With Chime's secure credit card, you can start improving your credit scores with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments. Get started at chime.com/build.
The Chime Credit Builder Visa Credit Card is issued by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Results may vary. See chime.com for details. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
This is 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk. And this is Atlanta, the food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Sponsored by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. On average, someone dies of cardiovascular disease every 37 seconds in the United States, according to the CDC. That's right, I said 37 seconds. That statistic should scare the pants off you. I know it does me. So today's show is about heart health and knowing your risk and being proactive with the help of virtual imaging. My guest in studio today is Barry Petrie from Virtual Imaging, and we're taking your calls today at 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. Barry, you're new to Atlanta Living, so welcome to the show.
Have me, Belinda.
Absolutely. So tell us what virtual imaging is all about if we have people new to the show who don't know what virtual imaging is all about.
Absolutely. We're an imaging clinic. We are in the business of preventative imaging. So we're looking for things from heart disease, coronary heart disease, to aneurysms, to any types of possible cancers. And really what we focus in on are those areas between our neck and our pelvis area. So all those major organs and certainly all the major heart pathways are what we monitor. And our goal is to have people avoid it being too late when they have to do this. You know, too often folks have symptoms. And by the time they have symptoms, when they go to the hospital, when you get a CT scan at the hospital, oftentimes, you know, it's beyond the point of it's at a point where you could have gotten a lot more success in alleviating those issues if you have prevention. So we're really focused on no surprises, monitoring folks over time and seeing how those different areas of their between their neck and their pelvis area are at potential risk for either heart disease or cancer.
So if you're going to the hospital with symptoms, you're having to be reactive to those symptoms.
Correct.
Instead of being proactive and getting to make your own decisions.
That's very correct. And also a lot of the equipment that are used in those facilities, they utilize a high level of radiation in those situations. And so you're kind of limited to how many times you can do those without it causing other complications. The equipment that we use is state-of-the-art by GE. We're a gold partner with GE. We always have the best equipment from them. And our machines use less than 60 or 70 units of that radiation. So what that means is we can safely scan people as often as once a year without there being any significant risk to their health.
That's amazing. And so it takes how long to do this test, Barry?
Well, a full body, which would include that heart and that cancer screening, that would take less than 8 minutes.
8 minutes.
8 minutes, and you'll hold your breath four times during those 8 minutes, and then you're out. You're done.
So if you're just doing the heart or heart and lung, how long does that take?
That would be 6 minutes.
Six minutes.
Yeah. So you're in.
We're talking 6 minutes to possibly save your life.
6 minutes, and it's gonna cover all those areas. It's going to detect a spot as small as 1 millimeter. So, and we're talking about pancreas, we're talking about liver, we're talking about lungs. All those areas are going to have a three-dimensional slice of those entire areas. So the doctor will see those. What'll happen with your heart screening? You'll get those results within a day or two. If your coronary score or your calcium score is above 300, you'll get a personal call from one of our in-house practitioners, and we'll refer you or let you know that that's definitely something we want to start monitoring. If it's below that, then you'll get those results in the email, and then you can decide how you want to handle those or not.
Okay, testimonials are the greatest thing that drive home the message about how important this is. And we have one on the line, and I want to go to Larry and Alpharetta. Larry, you're on WSB, and you have a great testimonial for us. Is that right?
Yes, good to be on the program, and I'd love to share my own experience, of course, because it was rather surprising. I had heard about this quite a while ago. I think I got my first screening in 2011. The reason I went in for the heart scan, it was really pretty simple. I was just turning 60, and our family has been plagued with heart disease.
Mm.
Plus, I was working in a kind of a stressful job, so
yeah.
I had a kind of a trifecta thing there. In any event, I was feeling great, but I thought it was prudent just to go in and get a screening, and I did. And in visiting with the people, everything they said made sense. And so I decided that this is something I probably need to do really pretty much forever.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kept coming back year after year, and I had some information that was good. Actually, it gave me a tremendous amount of peace of mind.
Isn't that worth everything, Larry?
That alone makes it worthwhile.
Absolutely.
But in any event, in 2020, I went in for my routine of every year going in for a full body scan, and my calcium scores had exploded. They were crazy, and in fact, unbelievable how it could have changed that much in 1 year, especially after all this time. And so I did what I think any prudent person would do. I got advice from a cardiologist, went to the cardiologist, showed him these test results, and he told me in no uncertain terms, you have heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yeah, doc, but I feel great.
Right.
And he said, don't you know that's how most people die from heart disease?
Right. The first symptom of a heart attack a lot of times is sudden death.
Absolutely. And so it was in July of that year, 2020, I went in to his cath lab. They did, of course, more tests there, and I ended up with two stents. I had two arteries that were literally 100% blocked.
Wow. But I think the underlying factor that folks need to hear is that you felt great, but you had two arteries that were completely blocked.
And the procedure was actually surprisingly simple. My dad had open heart surgery. It was far from simple.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, they put in the two stents, and I felt great afterwards.
That is tremendous. And thanks to the folks at Virtual Imaging and you for being proactive in your health.
Yes, indeed. I don't know if you have any time, but there is a little segment to add.
Okay.
My screening this year showed that calcium was reoccurring again.
Okay.
And I called Dr. Reingold and set up an appointment to see him. I told him what the results were again on the screening. And so we were supposed to meet on a Wednesday. It was Monday after dinner. I went for a walk. And on that walk, I felt some discomfort. And I didn't, you know, honestly, I think I would have normally considered that some form of indigestion.
Okay, we're running short on time, Larry. So what happened to you from the time that you had your stents?
I called Reingold in the morning. He said, you don't need to see me. You need to go to the ER. And they put another stent in.
Wow.
And I can say I feel absolutely perfect today. In fact, I was just out for a walk earlier.
Excellent. And thanks for the testimonial, Larry. We're gonna up against the clock, so we're going to have to take a break. But I appreciate you sharing the testimonial with us. That is vital information that he felt completely fine, isn't it, Barry? You hear that all the time.
All the time. All the time. Every day.
Every day.
Every
but if
day.
He had not gone to virtual imaging, how would that have ended up?
I mean, to your and his point, sudden death without any prior symptoms, it's very possible.
And if he had not gotten his first problem of his first scan with that baseline scan, and how important is that first baseline scan?
The first baseline scan is important, but the most important is the next scan you have, because what we really want to see is that progression over time. And I have a similar story to Larry's where, you know, I'm having that as well. So we, you know, if we have more time, we can go into my story as well.
Mm-hmm. So. We have about 2 or 3 minutes. You want to save it or you want to share it?
Yeah, you know, I'll just say real quickly, 2020, I had to have neck surgery. Had no idea I might have an issue, but during my pre-op, they found out that I had a high calcium score. Did a stress test. Everything was great. So since then, since 2020, I've lost 30 pounds. I eat right. My blood chemistry is perfect. I feel fantastic, but I had my scan last week at Virtual Imaging, and I realized that my score has gone up 30%, even with all the lifestyle changes, as well as I have no family history.
You have no family history?
No. So something else is going on with me. And so I have an appointment with my cardiologist on the third to figure out, is there some genetic issue that's going on that's causing, because I've mitigated all the risk factors in my life. But yet I'm still having a too progressive of this. So we always want to know these things because everybody's health is different, and it's not just eating right. It's not just, you know, your family history. There could be all kind of things at play. So it's really important we monitor this.
And you can't judge a book by the cover.
Never.
I mean, you look the picture of health, Barry.
Well, thank you.
And Larry said he felt fine. You can't go by how you look, how you feel. You've got to know what's going on the inside. And that's where virtual imaging is so vital to your health care plan.
Prevention is the key.
Absolutely. So you can call 770-730-0119. Today, we're giving away a free health heart scan. Today only, free heart scan, folks. You've heard from Larry how important that is. Through today, call today only and get that free heart scan. And then you'll be in the drawing for a virtual colonoscopy. And we're going to get more into that as the show progresses. So you're listening to Atlanta Living with my guest, Barry Petrie from Virtual Imaging. Give us a call if you have questions. 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. You're listening to 95.5 WSB. And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. We're talking about heart health and being proactive about taking care of your heart with Barry Petrie with Virtual Imaging. And we're taking your calls at 404-872-0750. And we're going to the phone lines. And we're going to speak with David in Alpharetta. David, you're on WSB. How are you today?
Hi, Belinda. How are you?
Good, sweetheart. How are you?
Good. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I was wondering, I was listening to what everybody was saying, and I was wondering about the calcium score and the cancer detection, and wondering if I could get one scan to, you know, check your calcium score as well as your cancer risk or your cancer situation. If you, you know, if it detects, you know, you want to look, you know,
if you want to know if you can do both the cancer score and yes
times
yes
yeah so I can answer that question very easily. So you can have one scan session, and we can do either just the heart scan, or, and that will take about 6 minutes, you hold your breath 3 times, or if you want to stay in there 2 more minutes, so about 8 minutes, and hold your breath 1 more time, you will get both the full body, which again goes from your neck down to your pelvis and all those interior organs in between, and you'll get that full scanning of the heart, which will include the 5 different main arterial pathways that we score for you, and then their aggregate score. And then you'll also, my grandfather passed away of an aortic aneurysm. You'll also be screened for those types of vascular anomalies as well.
Oh, that's very good. So everything can really be done in one session as opposed to, you know, making multiple appointments and going all over different places.
100%. The worst case scenario, you're in the machine for less than 8 minutes. It's imagine a bed that has a donut that your body will slide in and out of, so you don't have any kind of claustrophobic issues going on. It's very simple, very quick. And then you'll get two reports in your email. You'll get the calcium score report. That'll take a couple days. If it's high, you'll get a call within 24 to 40 hours from our in-house physician. And then if it's inside of that range, then you'll get just a written report in your email a couple days later. And then about 5 days after that, you'll get the full body report.
Okay, that's very good information to know.
Okay, thank you for your call, David.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. All right, it's 27 minutes after 2 o'clock. That means we time for a break. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on 95.5 WSB.
This is 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk. And this is Atlanta, the food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Sponsored by Georgia Spa Company.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. At the beginning of the show, I said that every 37 seconds, someone in the United States, every 37 seconds, has a cardiovascular disease episode. That scares the bejesus out of me, folks, and it should you. And we're here today to help you know what's going on with your heart with the help of virtual imaging. And my guest on the show is Barry Petrie. And we are taking your calls at 404-872-0750. And today only, we have a special treat for you. We are giving away a free heart scan. I mean, that's pretty special. That is awesome. That can save lives. A free heart scan. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. There is such thing as a free lunch, y'all. 770-730-0119. Is the number you call to get that free heart scan. So you and your loved one, your significant other, your best friend, whoever that you want to go with you, call and get that. And if you get a busy signal, because they're there today answering those phones, call and make a reservation today. You don't have to go this month, do you, Barry? You just have to make a reservation.
Just make the appointment. We do have two facilities. We have our facility in Sandy Springs near Perimeter. It's been there for almost 15 years, serving over 200,000 patients. And then we just recently, in the last 90 days, have opened up a new campus up in Johns Creek.
Yeah, so you have no excuse.
Yep.
And I literally talked my fiance into going during lunch. He was apprehensive of going, and I said, we're going to lunch, and I pulled in virtual imaging parking lot, and I said, we're here.
Yep.
And he said, this doesn't look like a restaurant. And I said, it's not. Get out. You're getting a heart scan today. And we did it during our lunch break, and he was thrilled with his results and had peace of mind and so glad we did it. And we do it every year now. And you can't put a price on peace of mind.
Not at all.
And we're giving that away free today, 770-730-0119 for your free heart scan. And if you call today, you're going to be put in a drawing for a virtual colonoscopy, and we're going to talk more about that. But first, we're going back to the phone lines and speak with Michael in Powder Springs. Michael, you've been waiting a while. I'm sorry, sweetheart. You're on WSB.
Okay.
How are you today?
Oh, doing great, Belinda. No problem. No problem on the wait.
Good.
Just got one quick question, and it might not have been virtual imaging. It could have been somebody else. But I called years ago and asked, you know, I said I wanted to get a heart scan done, and I said, but here's my issue. I'm 6'7". And so they said, well, whoever I talked to at the time said, no, we can't do that. You're too tall. So has that changed, or was that even virtual imaging? I don't know, but I would assume it was. I know it was on WSB. That's all I remember. So maybe I should get a brain scan at the same time while I can remember.
We don't have a free offer for that, or I'd be doing it.
So I can take that question, Belinda. So we can definitely accommodate taller people in our machines. Our newest machine, which is in our Johns Creek clinic, is an AI machine. So imagine a traditional CT scan, but there is a projector in the ceiling that measures your body dimensions, and it automatically moves you in and out of that machine to within a small fraction of accuracy. So you're covered. We can definitely take care of you.
Great.
And then our machine in Sandy Springs is also state of the art, but it doesn't have that AI component. But we're going to be moving to that pretty soon. We're a gold partner with GE, who makes these machines, so we're always the first to market to any of the newest technology on these low radiation type devices. And really, there's only a handful of these in use throughout the country.
So this is the closest one in the southeast,
correct,
right?
By far, correct.
Okay, yeah. So can he only go to the one in the Johns Creek?
You know what? I honestly need to make sure that the machine in Sandy Springs can accommodate. But worst case scenario, the two clinics are less than 30 minutes away from each other. So the answer is a maybe on Sandy Springs. I need to find out.
Okay,
it's a definite on the Johns Creek.
Okay. So call today, Michael, and make sure that you get that free heart scan.
Great. I appreciate it, Belinda. Thank you all for what y'all do.
Okay.
Have a great day.
Thank you, sir. You too, sir.
God bless. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay. So so hype is not an issue, definitely in the Johns Creek location.
Correct.
All right. We're going back to the phone lines. And if you have a question, give us a call at 404-872-0750, because this is their last segment with us. And then we have Breaking Chews. So stay tuned for that. We're going to Rick in Duluth. You're on WSB. How are you today, Rick?
I'm doing good, Belinda. I had a question. I have a pacemaker, and I know that some MRI machine that they can't run tests on me. Does a pacemaker disqualify me for virtual imaging?
No, sir, not at all. Come on in. We can definitely take care of you.
All right. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Now, Rick, you're going to call 770-730-0119 and get that free heart scan today, aren't you?
I sure am.
All right. So you hang up this phone and you call right away so you can take advantage of that, okay?
All right. Thanks, Belinda.
Thank you, Rick. Bye-bye. All right, let's talk a little bit about the virtual colonoscopy a little bit. So tell us about that, because a lot of people are scared of the traditional colonoscopies because of the prep.
Absolutely. First of all, our virtual colonoscopies are a separate procedure, the same machine, but we would do that as a separate appointment. We always do those in the morning, so it'd be an early appointment. Similar, not the same, but a similar prep as a traditional colonoscopy.
Okay, so you're not getting away with a lot.
It's about half. I've done both, and I'll tell you, it's about, you know, it's significantly less cumbersome to do the prep for the virtual than it is for the real.
Okay.
Now, from there, the differences are huge. And what I mean by that is, in a traditional colonoscopy, you're talking about an invasive procedure that you have to go under anesthesia for. And really what that practitioner is doing is just looking at the inside of the colon, okay? Mm-hmm. So you have the risk avoid associated with anesthesiology. You have risk associated with the invasiveness of the procedure. And in fact, about 1.6% of those procedures have complications, okay? And if you look at the numbers, it comes out to about 26 procedures per doctor per year, okay? So complications can be a number of things, but the worst complication and what you will sign is, you know, there's a possibility of perforation of the colon. Okay. And the way you'll know that is you'll wake up in an ER room. Okay. So that happens. It's real. And your doctor will point that out to you. For the virtual colonoscopy, there's 100% non-invasive. There's no risk of the colon perforation. There's no anesthesia. So all the risks associated with that go off the table. You can drive yourself. You still have the prep, but it's much simpler. Not only are we imaging the inside of your colon, we're also imaging the outside of your colon, where cancer can also present. Takes less than 15 minutes. And really, we're looking at a high 90% effectiveness versus a high 80% effectiveness in terms of ability to detect issues in the virtual versus the traditional. And the great thing about this is if we uncover an issue that you then have to go to your doctor to have it mm-hmm. resolved, he knows exactly where in the colon tract to go. So there's no fishing around. So you're minimizing the risk of any of those complications.
Say they find polyps or something.
Correct. We will know exactly where those are, so he can use that imaging. So he's not having to root around into the whole, you know, biostructure to find what's going on. He'll know to a high level of certainty where the issues are. So that's something that we don't do those typically for free. Our members always get one of those in one of our membership agreements. But it's definitely something that I think is one of the most exciting things we do as well.
Okay, but if you call today for your free heart scan,
correct,
you're going to be put in the drawing,
correct,
for a free virtual colonoscopy.
That's absolutely correct.
Barry, I had no idea you had to watch out for cancer on the exterior,
sure,
of the colon.
Cancer can present anywhere in the body.
True.
Yeah, anywhere in the body. So, this is one of the, a lot of times, when you have your traditional colonoscopy, based on those results, that doctor's going to tell you how often you have to repeat. So this, again, would be something that, because of the low level of radiation, you could repeat this as often as you wanted to in terms with, a year apart. So,
right.
So it's something that, something else I don't think we focus on enough, but I think, if anybody knows anything about colon cancer, they realize it's one of the biggest killers. Once you're having symptoms and that, it's like the pancreas.
Right.
It's pretty dangerous.
Right. Yeah. And folks, for your free heart scan, call 770-730-0119. And that's for you to call through today only and mention that you heard it on WSB. That's 770-730-0119 for your free heart scan. Call, and if you get a busy signal, just leave your name and number. They will call you back. That's through today only, and you'll be put in a drawing for a virtual colonoscopy. That is amazing that you guys are giving that away.
Thank you so much.
It's doing so much for the heart health, and it's those, my listeners that know, I lost my father about a month ago to heart disease. So it's near and dear to me that folks take care of their heart, because, like I said, every 37 seconds. I mean, think about that, folks. Every 37 seconds, someone dies of a cardiovascular event. That is unbelievable. So we have about 2 minutes left, Barry. What do you want to leave our listeners with about virtual imaging?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I want to thank you personally and the team here at WSB. We would not have been able to serve over 200,000 patients if it wasn't for the partnership we have with you guys. Y'all are best in class, and we're so grateful. And me personally, I remember listening to you, Neil, and Royal on the air when I first moved up to Atlanta after college. And, so this is, it feels like I'm here with family and
your home.
Yeah. And, to this day, when my wife and I need a good laugh, we'll cue up the Bugat shot clip. So, we're really happy to have you guys as partners and serving this community. And my goal is to serve over a million patients in this market alone. We have the demographics to support this, and really, this model that we pioneered over 13 years ago is really still rather limited throughout the country. So, I want to also, the long game for us is to really share this wonderful type of pre-screening with a broader set of folks across the entire country.
I first heard about this type of scanning on the Oprah show.
Yep.
Years ago.
Yeah.
And I thought that was the most amazing thing I'd ever heard about. And then it comes to my back door.
Yep.
So, folks, take advantage of that virtual imaging free heart scan today, 770-730-0119 for your free heart scan. You have to call today. Please do so. It's the best thing you'll do for yourself and that of the loved one. Barry Petrie, thank you so much for joining us in the studio.
It's my pleasure. We had a blast.
And stay tuned. Breaking Chews with David Danzig is coming your way next. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on 95.5 WSB. Welcome back, y'all, to Atlanta Living. It is time for Breaking Chews. This is our weekly check-in on all the up-to-the-minute breaking news about local restaurants, chefs, and festivals. I'm here with our favorite foodie correspondent, David Danzig, of the website bitesandsights.net. So, David, this week you have a new Baja Mexican place for us to try.
That's right, Belinda. So the new Chicheria MX Kitchen has just opened at The Works, which is over on the west side. And this is really just adding another big exclamation point to this awesome mixed-use development. There's already a very impressive large food hall. Mm-hmm. There's a giant Fox Brothers barbecue location over there, as well as your third spot. Mm-hmm. So this is a beautiful sit-down restaurant. This is not just a stall in the food hall. It's beautiful. It looks kind of like a Southern California border experience. And, you know, just so you know, this is not Tex-Mex. This is California or Baja-inspired Mexican. So don't expect sombreros on the wall or anything like that. There's a lot of the same dishes. They have tacos and fajitas, quesadillas, ceviches. But again, this is California-inspired, so there's going to be subtle differences. Probably the most evident is they make these handmade organic blue corn tortillas. They make them every day fresh in-house, and they are delicious. So, for instance, there are 8 varieties of tacos on the menu. They do a Baja fish, this crispy fish taco, chicken tinga taco. They do a snapper al pastor taco, carnitas, skirt steak, crunchy coconut shrimp, just beautiful flavors, beautiful colors. There's great margaritas there. It's really just a nice new thing over there on the west side in the works to try. And it's, again, it is not your Tex-Mex, so don't be shocked when the chips are a little crunchier, the cheese is white and it's not yellow, things like that. Just little subtleties. But overall, I really think people will love the new Chicheria MX that's over at the works.
Excellent. Where can we find you during the week, sweetheart?
So I have lots of gorgeous pictures of this new restaurant up at my website. It's bitesnsites.net. It's B-I-T-E-S, the letter N, S-I-T-E-S.net. Please follow me on social media, on Instagram and Twitter or X or whatever you call it, and Facebook. At Bites and Sites.
Excellent. I can't wait to see what you bring to the table next week, David. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on 95.5 WSB.
Save a little more this month. Chime checking accounts have features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. Banking services and debit card provided by Bancorp, Bank NA, or Stride Bank NA. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.